I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are the targets of violence in India's Rajasthan state. It's hitting Hope Givers International especially hard. Hope Givers Bill Bray tells us Hindu nationals are upset by a book that talks negatively about Hinduism. Bray says Hindus are lashing out at Hope Givers and they had nothing to do with it. He details the reaction.
In Kota, where our headquarters is located, they have revoked all the licenses of all of our institutions en masse. So the police are going around putting up cease and desist orders on the schools, on the hospital, on the orphanage.
Their health and orphanage workers aren't giving in. Bray says Hope Givers leaders are being targeted for arrest.
Two of our leaders are still in jail, have been in jail for 16 days. They have not been able to arrest Dr. Samuel Thomas yet, or Bishop M.A. Thomas.
Hindus feel threatened by the thousands of people turning to Christ in the region. Federal investigators are heading there to investigate. And while there was erroneous information being reported out of Gaza last week, Christians there are asking for prayer. Miscommunication caused by a language barrier resulted in E3 Partners incorrectly reporting to MNN that the Palestinian Bible Society building in Gaza was blown up. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
It was another Bible Society in the West Bank called the Living Stones. It's in a place called Berzet, and that one was firebombed. The one in Gaza was threatened to be bombed on the 28th of February or afterwards, and that threat is very much still alive.
Despite the increasing hostilities, believers are ready to work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.